dust off snow is burning my hands. I'm frozen to the bones. I am a million miles from home. I'm walking away. I can't remind your eyes, your face.
This is Queen's Gambit, a Star Wars prequel trilogy Clone Wars era fanfic, written by Bedlam's Bard and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the following pairings: Padme Amidala, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Anakin Skywalker, as well as Padme Amidala, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Padme Amidala, Anakin Skywalker, and Anakin Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi. With additional tags for alternate universe canon divergence, parallel universes, doppelgangers, war, galactic war, graphic violence, canon typical violence, on-screen murder, mindfuckery, mind rape, attempted mind wipe, alternate universe, dark, polyamory negotiations, polyamory, inappropriate use of the force, the Jedi Council is full of fuckwits, dubious morality. This is the second story in the series Ouroboros. Author's notes. Set after the Clone Wars Season 5 and before Revenge of the Sith in the prequel trilogy timeline, and 13 years after the beginning of The Phantom Menace in the alternate universe timeline. The story immediately follows Wake the Storm, which has been podficked by Keeper of Seeds. Summary. Civil war threatens the galaxy. Hundreds of star systems have declared their intentions to leave the Republic and form a confederacy of independent systems. In the hopes of securing a quick peace, the Jedi Council has dispatched two Jedi to capture or kill the leaders of the separatist movement, Queen Amidala of Naboo and her lover, the former Jedi Obi-Wan Kenobi. Into this period of conflict have come four refugees from another universe, fleeing a devastating massacre triggered by the death of Supreme Chancellor Palpatine, secretly the Sith Lord Darth Sidious, at the hands of Jedi Knight Anakin Skywalker.
Deep in the ocean, dead and cast away, where innocence is burned in flames, a million miles from home, I'm walking ahead. I'm frozen to the bones. I am the soldier on my own. I don't know the way. I'm riding up the heights of shame. I'm waiting for the call, the hand on the chest. I'm ready for the fight and fate.
Chapter 1. Prologue. Red flag distribution, red flag distribution, red flag distribution. Override all, override all, override all. Priority Alpha, priority Alpha, priority Alpha. Transmission is live. Plaza Palace, in the capital city of Theed on Naboo 3. Conventionally, Naboo. Naboo system, Chamal sector, mid-rim. Holo camera faces the palace steps. Facial recognition. Padme Amidala, Queen of Naboo, President of the Confederacy of Independent Systems. Human female. Obi-Wan Kenobi, Captain of the Queen's Guard, former Jedi Padawan. Human male. Palpatine, Naboo Senator in the CIS Senate, former Supreme Chancellor of the Galactic Republic, human male. Panaka, Commander of the Royal Naboo Security Forces, human male. Others. Read more. Amidala is seated on a portable throne on the first landing on the palace steps, accompanied by Kenobi, who stands beside her with one hand on the back of the throne. Behind her are arrayed her handmaidens and the members of the Royal Advisory Council. Members of the Naboo Royal Security Forces line the steps to the landing, arrayed around the plaza to hold back a gathered crowd. Amidala. As you know, The Confederacy of Independent Systems and the Galactic Republic are currently engaged in hostilities as we fight for our independence. Until now, these actions have been confined to distant systems and deep space battles. Today marks a turning point in the war, my people. This very morning, the Galactic Republic sent two Jedi assassins to take me prisoner, or, if unable to do so, to kill me. Shouts from the audience. Amidala raises a hand. Amidala. I am unharmed, thanks to my Queen's Guard. Though we are at war, the Jedi have always conducted themselves with honor. But no longer! By this act, they have proven that they are no more than the hands of the Senate, which left us to suffer beneath the yoke of the Trade Federation 13 years ago. Already the Supreme Chancellor has asked for mercy for these would-be assassins. Audience member. Identity unknown. No! Kill 'em! Republic scum! Amidala. I told him that this time the Republic has gone too far. There shall be no mercy. Shouts from the audience. Amidala. Bring out the prisoners. 4 Naboo guards escort 2 beings in Jedi robes onto the landing. Facial recognition. Eeth Koth, Jedi Master. Zabrak Male. Luminara Unduli, Jedi Master. Mary Allen, female. Unduli limps heavily. The guards push them to their knees, facing the Queen. Koth. You are making a grave mistake, Your Majesty. Amidala. The Republic made a grave mistake when he sent you to kill us. Captain Kenobi, execute the sentence. Kenobi walks forward, taking the lightsaber hilt off his belt and igniting it. Note, the color of his blade is white. Unduli. Traitor! You used to be a Jedi, Obi-Wan. Kenobi. That was a long time ago. He swings his lightsaber. Both Koth and Unduli are beheaded instantly. Kenobi deactivates his lightsaber and clips it to his belt, leaning down to lift a head in each hand. He turns to display them to the crowd. Kenobi. Behold the heads of the enemies of the Confederacy of Independent Systems. Long live the Queen! Audience. Cheers. Long live the Queen! Kenobi drops the heads near the bodies and returns to the Queen. Amidala rises from her throne, resting a hand on Kenobi's arm. Amidala. Supreme Chancellor Dooku, next time, either send better assassins or don't bother. Laughter from the audience. Amidala turns away, accompanied by Kenobi and followed by her handmaidens, and vanishes behind a line of Naboo guards. End transmission. Red flag distribution, red flag distribution, red flag distribution. Override all, override all, override all. Priority Alpha, priority Alpha, priority Alpha. Long live the Queen.